wallabies.
Walla what?
I just watched a nature special about wallabies. They're mini kangaroos and they live in Australia and they have pouches and they kick really hard.
Are you talking about my Aunt Agnes?
Larry's talking about wallabies. Wait, your Aunt Agnes has a pouch?
It's more of a satchel, but boy can she kick.
Larry, the show needs to teach something. What's the lesson?
Don't kick people?
That's awfully specific.
Specifically for Aunt Agnes. I don't think a show about wallabies is what we need right now.
Well, then what do we need, Bob?
Give it a second. I'm sure something will pop up. See?
It sounded like Madam Blueberry.
Wallaby attack!
I don't think it was a wallaby. Madam Blueberry, is everything all right?
My pelargonium!
Your what?
My prized pelargonium!
Oh, it's a plant.
Hi, everyone. Sorry we're late. What did we miss?
There's the culprit!
Uh-oh.
Junior? What happened here?
I was away for a few days and asked Junior to take care of my prized pelargonium! And now look at it!
Junior, did you say you'd take care of her
pelargonium!
Her plant?
I did, but carrying the water up the stairs was hard! If it was a big responsibility, I definitely would have done it, but it was just a little plant, so I figured it was no big deal.
But it was a big deal to me!
Oh, wow. I think we might need to learn a lesson about faithfulness. And I have a letter that just might help. Dear Bob and Larry, my teacher gave me the job of putting away books after reading time, but I wanted a big job, like taking care of Snowball, our rabbit. She says I need to be faithful in little things first. But I don't even know what that means. Can you help me? Your friend, Rhonda.
What does it mean to be faithful in little things?
And why is it important?
Okay, let's brainstorm. Before Mr. Nezzer comes out and says...
10 seconds to curtain, everybody. You got something great for me, Bob?
Cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie Tales. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Okay, guys, faithfulness. Who knows what it is?
Faithfulness. Being reliable and trustworthy. Doing what you've said you will do, even if it is hard.
Like taking care of a plant when you said you would.
But it was just a little plant. Why do we need to be faithful in little things?
Well, anyone?
I got you, Bob. I need Junior and Laura Carrot. And Jimmy?
Yeah?
Spike your hair and grab some sunglasses.
My hair?
Joni, would you send in the new interns? Thanks. Hey, new interns.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Laura.
Right. Welcome to JJ Records. I'm Jimmy, one of the J's. My brother Jerry is the other J. He's in the studio, cutting tracks.
Cutting tracks.
Right. We manage the biggest bands in the world. Would you like to manage the biggest bands in the world?
I sure would. That's why we're here.
Right. So I got a job for each of you. A job that could lead to big, big things.
Great! Which band do you want me to manage first?
I'll take anything to get started.
Did you hear that, Jerry? So enthusiastic!
Enthusiasm. Cutting tracks.
Right. Here's your first job. I need you to take care of these plants.
What?
You're gonna water them, give them plant food every day, and bring them back in a week.
It isn't exactly what I was expecting.
It isn't at all what I was expecting.
But I'd be happy to, Junior.
I guess so.
Great. I'll be in the studio.
Cutting tracks.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not exactly what I want.
It's making me tense.
When I moved here from Vermont,
thought I'd be managing a lot. Now I'm watering a pot.
But I'll do it anyway because I said I would. I'll do it anyway because I think I should.
Either give me something big or I won't do it at all.
To get to something big, I'm gonna start with something small.
Both Laura and Junior were disappointed that their first job was so small, but their attitudes were very different.
I want a big job. This little job is a waste of my time.
And I'll do what I said.
To get to something big, I'm gonna start with something small.
Laura was faithful. She did what she said she'd do, even though it wasn't what she wanted. Junior, on the other hand...
I want to manage a band. I don't want to babysit a plant.
Laura stood faithfully by her plant, watering it every day. Junior, on the other hand, not so much. After a week...
Bring in the interns! Looks great, Laura. I can tell you did your job faithfully.
Thank you, sir.
I think we can agree that taking care of plants isn't very important.
Right.
But if you give me a big job, I'll be faithful, too.
Let me tell you two things. What was your name?
Junior.
Junior. Number one, if I can't trust you with something small, I can't trust you with something big either.
But...
And number two, sometimes little things are really big things in disguise.
What?
Looks just about ready.
What a beautiful day for a bloom. There is happiness filling the room. Open your eyes and see the surprise. A beautiful day for a bloom.
Whoa!
It's a singing plant?
Super rare. Been working on them for years. In fact, the band should be ready now. Joni, bring in the rest of the band.
What a beautiful day for a bloom. There is happiness filling the room. Open your eyes and see the surprise. A beautiful day for a bloom. A beautiful day for a bloom.
I didn't know the plants could sing.
Neither did Laura, but she was faithful anyway. And now that we've got the band, we need a manager. Laura?
What? You want me to manage the new band?
You already showed that you're faithful. If I can trust you with little things, I can trust you with big things, too. Now let's go cut some tracks.
Cutting tracks.
Faithfulness. Saying what you'll do and then doing it. Even if it's hard. Even if it's not what you want to do.
If I want to be trusted with big things, I need to be faithful with little things, too. Do you think I'll get another chance?
Of course you will, Junior. Let's go watch him cut some tracks.
What a great lesson. If we want to be trusted with big things, we need to be faithful with little things, too.
Next time, can I trust you with my plants?
Yes, you can. I'll water them every day, no matter what.
We all learned a valuable lesson. Well, Let's call it a day.
Wait! We learned that faithfulness is important with plants. Is it important with anything else?
I'm sure it is. Right?
Faithfulness is really important with friends. What if I told you there was a story in the Bible about a faithful friend?
I'd say, tell us that Bible story. And make it quick, because there's nothing on stage right now.
I don't mean to bug you, but there's nothing on stage right now.
Don't worry, Mr. Nezzer. We got something.
And it might involve you.
Don't me?
Once upon a time, there was a boy named David. You may have heard of him. He's rather famous due to an incident involving a giant.
I will smash you, tiny person. We're pretending again.
You will not smash me, Goliath. The God of Israel will help me defeat you. I just need one smooth stone.
You will not defeat me. Oh, I am defeated.
Catch him! Catch him!
Incoming.
Comfy.
Saving Israel from Goliath and the Philistines made David very popular.
Now, David is the guy. David is the thing. Saved Israel with a little sling.
David's victory also got the attention of King Saul himself, ruler of Israel.
It's the king!
King Saul.
It's me! I'm in the show! I'm the king! I'm the king!
Your lines! You've got lines!
Oh, yeah, right. Well done, David. You saved Israel. As your reward, you can work with me here in the palace.
Wow, palace job!
Cushy.
Okay.
So David helped King Saul in the palace and spent a lot of time with King Saul's son, Jonathan. David and Jonathan became best friends.
Jonathan, you're my best friend.
You're my best friend too, David. Here's the comic book I said I'd bring you. Samson, issue number one. It's a good one.
I can always count on you to do what you say you'll do.
I want to be a faithful friend, so you can always trust me, David.
I do trust you, Jonathan.
Jonathan was a faithful friend, but that faithfulness was about to be tested.
David, you've been very helpful to me around the palace.
Thank you, sir.
Now, David is the guy. David is the thing.
Okay, the singing is getting a little old.
David is the guy, David is the thing. We like David better than the king.
Wait, what did they say?
Nothing.
David is the guy, David is the thing. We like David better than the king.
They like you better than me?
Guys, maybe you should stop.
David is the guy, David is the king. We think David ought to be.
Say what?
David is the guy. David is the king. We think David ought to be the king. David is the guy. David is the king. We think David ought to be the king.
Run.
King Saul?
David didn't know what to think. Was King Saul trying to kill him? He went straight to his friend Jonathan.
What? No, he wouldn't. Pop wouldn't hurt you. You're my best friend.
The other guys say I need to get out of here. I need to leave right now.
It's a big misunderstanding. I'm having dinner with Pop tonight. I'll straighten it all out. Wait here till I come back.
Okay. I'll wait.
We'll help you get away, but we need to leave right now.
Right now.
I told Jonathan I'd wait until he talks to King Saul.
You what? King Saul is his dad. He's gonna tell him where you are, and then the king will come and get you.
He's gonna get you. He's gonna get you.
But Jonathan's my friend. He says I can always trust him.
And you're gonna trust him with your life?
David wanted to be smart. He wanted to stay alive. But he also wanted to trust his friend Jonathan. What should he do? What would you do? We'll find out right after this. And now for your dining pleasure. From the wilds of Australia, the Wanna Wallaby.
A wallaby, a wallaby, I wanna be a wallaby. Maybe one or two or three of you would also wanna be. A mini kangaroo, you see, is what we call a wallaby. A wallaby, a wallaby, I wanna be a wallaby. Here is what it takes to be a wanna wallaby. A pouch in front for little Jack. A big strong tail is out the back. And watch out for my kick attack. Hi-ya!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
What?
You're going to hurt someone with all this kicking.
But I'm a wallaby.
You're a cucumber. In a sleeping bag.
It's not a sleeping bag.
I see the zipper.
Wallabies have zippers.
They do not. They have pouches. Take off that suit and get back in the show.
Can I be a kookaburra?
No.
A didgeridoo?
Didgeridoo, don't even think about it. Well, that could have gone better.
So there we were. David, would he trust his friend? Would he wait for Jonathan? You gotta go, David. You gotta run.
Run, David, run.
Jonathan has always been a faithful friend. Whatever he says he'll do, he does.
Yeah, but that was little stuff. This is huge.
A friend who is faithful with little stuff is a friend who is faithful when things get tough.
Uh-oh, someone's coming.
I bet it's Jonathan, just like he said.
Or King Saul, and he's coming to get you.
Run, David, run! Yay!
It's you, Jonathan. I knew you'd come back.
Yeah, I came back. But, you gotta go, David.
What?
Yeah, about that. It's Pop, King Saul. Something's wrong with him. He wants to hurt you.
Oh, my. I guess I'd better go. Thanks for telling me. Thanks for being a faithful friend.
Here, you might need this. David, you're gonna make a great king someday. And I'm really gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too, Jonathan. Goodbye.
Goodbye, David.
God used Jonathan to protect David from angry King Saul. And David did go on to be king, the best king Israel ever had. All because of a faithful friend.
Faithfulness is doing what we say each and every day, even when it's hard. To be faithful is to be someone who is true to their word and what they do, even when they're tired. I'll be faithful happily, 'cause God shows faithfulness to me. Faithfulness means doing what we say each and every day, even when it's hard. I'll be faithful.
Even when it's hard, I'll be faithful. I'm sorry I didn't take care of your plant like I said I would.
It is all right. Would you like to try again with my new pelargonium?
I want to be trusted with big things, so I'm going to be faithful in little things. Thanks, Madam Blueberry.
And that's a great lesson for you too, Rhonda.
It's a great lesson for all of us.
I suppose you forgot the verse, eh, Tomato?
What? Of course not. Oh, actually, I did.
No problem. I have one for you.
Thank you, Verse Angel.
I am nothing if not faithful.
Luke 16:10a. Whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with large things.
I want to be trusted in small things and large things. I want to be faithful.
Me too. And don't you? Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much. Goodbye! Bye.
Thank you.